Rabbi Hassan asked, are the events happening in the month of Muharram in Karbala from Islam?
Unfortunately, whatever you guys see, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, that have nothing to do with Islam. Whatever the sect which they call themselves Shia and supporters of Ali and loving of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahlul Sunnah, the mainstream of this Ummah, of this Muslim nation, they love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family more than anybody else. And the actual proof to that is that we're following their footsteps. We're not innovating. We're not labeling them with things that they have not done, or trying to raise them to status beyond what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in. They are already honored and noble and the most noble. And that's why in every prayer we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Muhammad. And wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, and bless the family of Muhammad. Bless Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the family of Muhammad upon them. Blessings and peace as well. But what you see, on the occasion of Ashura, some people who beat themselves, injure themselves, and they send the worst signal to non-Muslims about Islam, those people do not represent Islam. They do not represent the family of Prophet Muhammad. They have nothing to do with Islam. Their practices and their actions are totally condemned by the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَقَمَ الْخُدُودِ وشق الجيوب ودعا بدعوى الجاهلية. Very simple, straightforward hadith. One who slaps the faces in mourning and grief and tear the clothes and act according to the da'wah and the work and the traditions of ignorance before Islam, he is not one of us. So they have already put themselves in this territory. Mm-hmm. They are not amongst us by their choice. How could Allah the Almighty ask somebody to injure himself while he's the one who said in the Quran, لَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't you throw yourselves into harm's ways. And he said, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And don't you kill yourselves. And our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَارَ. Harm should not be inflicted nor reciprocated. So with all the hadith and the ayat, these practices are totally false. As historically speaking, it has nothing to do with the occasion of Ashura, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on the 10th of Muharram before Ali and Fatima got married. So that means before Al-Hasan or Hussein were born. While the sect of Shia, who deviated a great deal from the deen, when they abandoned Al-Hussein, may Allah be pleased with him, when they invited him to come to Iraq and they will support him, again is the Umayyad we call it, then they abandoned him. Him and his family were slain and they did not lift a finger. So they're blaming themselves for that and they're mourning his death. So they are blameworthy in the beginning and they're blameworthy by the end as well. So may Allah accept the martyrdom, the shahada of Al-Hussein. May Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a glad tiding, Al-Hasan wa Al-Husayn, they are the masters and the leaders of the youth in paradise. So we revere them, we love them, but we do not act according to the practices of the ignorant people.